Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. On this Thoughtful Thursday, I want to talk about what we do as leaders that may be kind of hurting ourselves in the long term when we think we're doing the right thing. We have a partnership with swag.com right now, and one of the ads that we're reading with them is talking about the holidays coming up. And as we were doing this ad read, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, the holidays are coming up. And I'm hearkening back to being a retail leader in the holidays and feeling like my life was owned by my organization, sometimes working 10, 12, 14 hour days and feeling like I didn't sit down a single time during that 14 hours. I think a lot of the cultures and a lot of organizations have gone away from that, at least from what it was in the late 90s and early 2000s. But there is still a lot of leaders out there that I know who just don't seem to have the ability to step away or to put things down for a moment, even when they really need to. And so I want to talk about the importance of doing this and whether or not you have an easy time doing this.
Over time, I've learned and to become much, much better at it. And it's just kind of taking a break, getting up and walking away from something that you're working on. It's taking a chance to build out your schedule in such a way that you have some empty space. Being okay with going and grabbing a coffee and going outside for a minute, just like things that break up your day, that allow you to just kind of refresh and to hit the reset button a little bit. But for a long time, we're built from the same cloth, we're cut from the same cloth. Like it's like, just keep doing what you're doing and go at it intentionally. And when you feel like you're making progress, don't stop. Right. And that was a lot of kind of what, over time, kind of what's ingrained in like work ethic. And I think what I've learned is that when you're so hyper-focused on some of those types of behaviors and when you're just not taking a moment for yourself, you miss things because you're not taking a second to rethink something. You're not looking at it from a different angle. You're not refreshing your brain with something, that would be helpful. So I've learned definitely over time, I can just feel it. I can feel like if I'm in the work too much, if I'm too hyper-focused on a thing, I just have to get up and do something else. And if I don't set myself up to go do that thing, if I don't plan the break, if I don't do stuff like that, then I find myself kind of spinning into the silliness of social media or something that's just taking away my time, but not helping me to reset at all. So I have to even be more intentional with when I take the time to make sure that it's something that I know that I'm doing for the purpose of taking a break versus just maybe switching my attention to something else.
Yeah. The whole spinning out into social media for a thing, I can relate to that. It's almost like your mind is saying, you're not going to intentionally schedule this, so we're gonna do it for you, and we don't know how to do it well, so we're just gonna take you away from work, and it's gonna be mindless. It's the crash diet when you don't eat anything, and then all of a sudden you find yourself binging on ice cream because you're just starving. It's like, well, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just start eating healthily, and then you'll be okay in the long term because nothing can be done in a moment. Exactly the same thing. Your body and your brain need those breaks. I will tell you that our Monday episode this week was about having empathy and about learning to be more empathetic if that's possible. And I think that this ties in a little bit here because there's the people that I know who don't take a lot of breaks. They actually have a harder time coming off as empathetic to their people because a lot of times their people make no bones about it. They want their breaks when they want their breaks. Like when it's time for them to take a break, they want to take a break. And if you're a leader and you are hyper-focused on getting a task done or a job done to the point where you're not taking breaks, believe me, your people see it. Your people see that you don't take breaks. And if you aren't acting in the same way that they're acting, if you don't do these little things that allow them to see you on the same level as they see themselves, they're going to have a very difficult time believing that you have any empathy for their situation or what they're going through or whatever it is when you then try to lead them. So, I don't see any positive to not taking breaks. Even if you think I'm not going to tell you that you can't get away with not taking breaks and that it won't hurt your work. I don't believe it's possible. But if you're sitting there going, "Yeah, I can not take breaks and it doesn't hurt my work." Even if you believe that to be the case, I think you're maybe winning the battle but losing the war in terms of being an effective leader. So it is to me about focusing on yourself and making sure that that's important. It's about B, setting boundaries with your boss, whoever that is. that this is something they need to expect out of you, is that you're going to take some time to take care of yourself. Because if they always see you as not taking breaks, then they're going to be giving more things to for you to do, because, hey, you're the guy who doesn't need breaks. And then see, again, when it comes to your people, they need to see it. So there's no downside here to kind of that self-care element of it. And only upside that I see. But it brings me to something I want to ask you about, is that, you know, you're a leader of leaders. Do you have people reporting to you where this is difficult for them in order to kind of like separate and take breaks? And you see them as, in general, effective leaders, but they just have a hard time turning off. And, you know, they're the ones that will send you a text message at 2 o'clock in the morning when you can tell they're thinking about work. And how do you get through to them that this is something that is important, and that they are not going to be judged negatively by taking care of themselves? So I want to ask you that, but first I want to get up to word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, have you ever had to get through to an employee who seems to be burning the candle at both ends all the time, and you kind of want to, you know, get through to them that this isn't necessarily good long term, and they really need to take some time for themselves?
Yes, I've had that conversation, and I do want to clarify. If you text me at 2 a.m., it better be a personal emergency. There's nothing going on at work that requires a 2 a.m. text message. It's happened quite often, because you tend to have, especially newer leaders in role, where there's just like this excitement and this passion and this drive. To want to do really, really great work and want to prove themselves and want to be fully involved in the responsibility and the excitement and things. And also, like, when people, I think in leaders specifically, when they're experiencing a new type of whether it's activity, interaction, learning, you know, about business acumen, you know, about things that happen in our businesses constantly, where it might be something brand new for them. That's typically where I see it, you know, the most, is somebody is like, they're in the space of like, I've never had to do this before, or I'm not exactly sure what to do, so I want to do it right. So I want to make sure that like I am fully involved in, and just all of my attention is dedicated to this thing. Or the first time that you assign a leader with like, hey, this is something that I want you to kind of like, you know, own, you know, like take on, and I want you to own this. As a means of being able to be the person that's going to help to guide this level of work, that's also a time when I tend to see just like a whole lot of energy and passion put in, where it kind of feels like if by taking a break or by suggesting they get some time away from it, that like you're unassigning them from the responsibility. And it's like, no, like this is just a, you take a minute, right? Like, allow there to be some time and space. You know, if you have leaders that typically want to implement a new strategy or expectations, and then they tend to sometimes have this unrealistic expectation that it'll be done quickly, and that these things take time. So yeah, I definitely had that before, and probably will continue to have that, you know, constantly with new leaders and new things that we are all experiencing. But I think that that's the time as a leader to step back and to have the conversation, to ask them to step back and to consider not only themselves, but to consider, are they providing enough space for their people to have the time to do what they want them to do? Are they allowing themselves to get different perspectives? Are they allowing themselves to think about it in a different way? And then how do they plan for that time so that they're constantly, you know, learning and growing at the same time?
I also think there's another element too, and you bring up this idea of people who are new in role and wanting to put their best foot forward, and there's excitement. You know, eventually the excitement and newness of the role will wane. That will go away, and eventually it will just be their job. And the idea that whatever level of no breaks, you know, gung-ho, burning the candle at both ends, whatever they're doing right now at the beginning, the idea that is sustainable over the course of months or years, is a ridiculous notion to anybody. It just can't be done. You will burn out doing it that way. And so, you know, instead of allowing them to get into this routine where, in order to get their work done, they need to work 60 hours a week, because that's what's enjoyable to them anyway. They're excited about it. They want to be there. They want to engage with people. All those good things. It will allow them to believe they have 60 hours a week to get their work done, or 70 or 55, whatever it is. And what will eventually happen is the work will expand to fit that time, and then they will have a hard time dialing back when they actually need to, when the newness and the novelty and the excitement isn't there and it's just a job, and then they will burn out. If they set those parameters early with themselves and say that, you know what, this isn't done, but that's okay, it can wait until tomorrow. This isn't. And if you find yourself saying that this can wait till tomorrow, and it's causing problems, then that's a prioritization issue, and you can work through that with that person. But most things can wait till tomorrow if you are being efficient with your time and you're doing what you're supposed to do, because we're not saving lives here, right? We're developing people, and we need to take care of ourselves in the same time. So I think, yeah, if you can convince people that this isn't just about what's right in the moment, it's about setting them up for long-term success, I think you'll have an easier time getting through to them in terms of how important this is. But it really isn't something that you should allow your people to do, even if it can be tempting to say, "Ooh, I love that I can get good work out of this person." You will start taking that person for granted too, and that's not a good thing for your relationship with them.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.